Good day, friends and enemies, and welcome to the Lavender Ladies podcast. We have quite a thrilling story to tell you, but before we get along too far, a warning. This podcast contains swearing and themes of violence, drugs, sex, organized crime, torture, and murder. Listener discretion is advised. And now, without any further ado, our story begins in the big city, Olympus.
'Twas the night before New Year's all through the estate. There's a mob boss concerned about being too late.
How did this not get completed? We've had months to do it!
I don't know. I thought Diamond was dealing with it. It happened at the casino, after all.
Vinny, how did this slip through the books?
I'm looking now.
Whom cares? It's the holiday!
I am aware. We were supposed to have whacked this guy before next year.
The papers were laying on the desk with great care, in hopes that the boss would not break a whole chair.
So it'll get done next year. That's tomorrow anyways. Shouldn't we be relaxing?
There's work to do, Beak.
There's always work to do, and there's always gonna be work to do.
No rest for the wicked.
Whatever. Hey, what are you guys' resolutions?
What, for New Year's?
No, for Thursday. Yes, for New Year's!
Beak, I appreciate your holiday cheer, but we need to discuss how to get this work done.
That's a great resolution, Aster. For me, I want to decrease my kill count.
Jesus Christ.
Christmas already happened.
Beak, wasn't that your resolution last year?
Yeah, and?
We literally kill people as our line of work.
I meant as a personal vendetta. Duh.
Lame. I want to get more gains this year.
Now who's the one with the repeated resolutions?
At least I stick to mine.
Show off. Vin, what's yours?
Oh, well, mine is to somehow whip the two of yous idiots into shape so that next year when we get to New Year's Eve, there won't be leftover work that somebody forgot. Beak.
Talk about impossible standards.
I think that's commendable, Vinny, that you want to be more efficient at work.
You're already fucking the mob boss. You don't have to kiss the conslager's ass.
Her other companions stood still in their shoes as Asta's face turned a deep red, angry hue.
Beak!
What?
You do not talk to Ruby that way.
It was a joke! Chill out!
You know what? You got time to make jokes. You got time to do this job.
It's not my job.
There is no one else available. It needs to be done.
Aster, it's New Year's Eve. We only have a few hours till midnight. I have plans with Scoop!
Well, that's a darn shame, isn't it?
Aster!
Enough. Go.
Come on, Beak. I'll go with you. Candy's working all night, and I can stop by the store on the way back for peppermint schnapps.
Oh, can I come?
We're going to kill a guy.
Yeah, but experience and whatnot.
See? That way you'll be back for midnight with Scoop.
And I'll be back at midnight for you.
Ugh. This is worse than that first snoof garbage you two did a couple of weeks ago.
Beak, shut up and count your blessings. You want to be back by midnight? Let's go.
Be careful. And remember, he's on his way to a party, so you gotta be quick and quiet about this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to fuck it up.
Oh, they're absolutely gonna fuck it up.
Oh, it's so cold. Did we have to walk?
Yeah, unfortunately. The Olympian traffic on New Year's is ridiculous. There's no way we'd make it in time.
There's no way we're gonna make it in time regardless. We'll have to off him at the party.
We can't do that. Vinny said
snackaroons last week, Sledge. Can't take everything he says to heart.
And so Ruby and Beak followed Sledge through the snow, all to get the job done and make lots of dough.
At least the music is nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to hear those traditional choirs. I am surprised they're still doing it this late in the season, though.
Maybe it's one of those weird rules of Christmas? Celebrate until Three Kings Day or whatever?
Dunno, never heard that one.
Maybe it's just some random tradition depending on wherever you are in the country. Or whatever. I'm over Christmas. These people have been celebrating it since Halloween ended. It's such a wonderful time of year, though. How can you even...
Wait. Shut up a minute! Do you hear that?
The singing?
Yes, the singing. Do you hear? What? They're singing?
Not really.
When out on the sidewalk arose such a clatter, the noise was so awful it'd make your ears shatter.
They're singing the fucking Christmas shoes song.
So what?
So I can't fucking stand that song.
I'm sorry, Pete. Maybe we can try and walk faster.
No! This has been the fucking worst. I don't do this gig to work on holidays, dammit.
Away to the singers flew Beak like a flash, with curses and threats to throw them in the trash.
You fuckers better shut the fuck up right now!
Hey lady, we're just trying to spread some joy.
Through the Christmas shoe song? The song where the kid abandons his mother to get a shitty pair of shoes instead of medicine? Or just fucking being by her side as she dies?
Hey, Beak, I think you're reading a bit too deep into this.
Shut up! I have to miss New Year's with my girlfriend and work, and now listen to these wannabe pentatonics assholes?
Hey, there's no need to be a jerk to us because you're having a bad day.
Who was I fucking talking to you?
Oh, I guess not. In that case, ready, guys? A one and a two.
Surrounded by these shoes.
Damn it, knock it off!
The moon on the faces of both young and old did give Beak perfect light to now fight and be bold.
You better knock it off! This is my last morning.
Sled, shouldn't we do something?
Nah, I want to see what Beak's gonna do.
When what to their wondering eyes did appear but the carolers cowering back with great fear.
She's gonna kick the shit out of them!
Sledge, stop her!
Nah, not yet.
Now this short, angry lady with scars on her face came at all the singers and gave a quick chase. More rapid than eagles her fists when they came, and she shouted and grunted and called them all names.
You dumbass! You fucker! You alto singing shit! You're a tenor asshole, so act like it! Your song is bad, and you should feel bad!
She came at them angry and whipped to a fury. The carolers ran all the way to Missouri. So they ran and they scrambled, all looking to hide, though some stayed behind, talking reason they tried.
Lady, what is wrong with you?
We're not close enough friends for you to get any of that knowledge!
Beak, come on, they're a bunch of kids and old people.
Hey, I'm not a kid, okay? I'm 17.
Oh, you hear that, Ruby? He's 17. Perfectly old enough to get beat up.
What? No, no, that's not what I meant.
And then from the side, Sledge heard shouts of great pain, because Beak smashed the caroler's nose through his brain. As Ruby stared on, begging Sledge with her eyes,
All right.
Sledge did say as she stopped, put an end to their cries.
All right, Beak. You've had your fun.
And then with a grab and a twist of her arm, Sledge pulled Beak away. She could do no more harm.
Come on, we've still got a job to do, and now we gotta skedaddle before someone calls the fucking cops.
But Beak's bloodlust had not seen its fill on this moon, and she pulled herself free and she swung like a loon. See her eyes, how they twinkled. Her grin gave a fright. And her face was lit up. Boy, it made such a sight.
Beak, you look like a crazed madman. We got stuff we gotta do.
Beak, if we don't go now, you won't be able to see Scoop in time for New Year's.
Sledge furrowed her brows and glanced up at the clock. they had missed their assignment because Sledge had to gawk.
Ugh, I don't care about work.
Good. Because of this little detour, we missed it.
What?
He's gone already. We missed the time.
Shit.
Yeah, shit. Aster's gonna fucking kill us.
Good. You deserve it.
Hey, you better shut the hell up before you ring in the new year in the hospital.
Beak, enough. They already can't move. We gotta figure out what to do now.
Can we still make it?
She tried to be positive. They'd be okay. Tomorrow, with luck, they'd still get their prey. But Beak shook her head, sent the singer to ground, because she thought it'd be best if they lied. Don't get found.
Beak's right. Only thing to do now is lie our way out of it.
But won't Aster know when he's not on the news as missing?
We'll cross that path when we get to it. Let's get back before it looks suspicious.
We have to stop at the store first. I want my booze.
The three came back home with some booze and some blow, letting Ruby find Aster by the mistletoe.
Yo, Vinny! We got bad news.
I fucking knew you'd fuck this up.
Hey! It's not our fault!
You're right! It's your fault!
Whatever, I figured we could do this tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's manageable. But don't let Aster know. She's been on edge all day because of this bullshit.
Yeah. We're aware.
Don't sass me, Beak. I'm already covering your ass.
And your work is always greatly appreciated.
Ah, fuck off, won't you? Scoop got here earlier and...
She already left.
So what happened?
Oh, you know, nothing. Beak got distracted and we didn't get there in time.
Just fucking great. She had held her tongue when it came to the telling. For scheming had been what she found so compelling.
Hey, you guys, it's almost time for the countdown.
We better get in there.
Yeah. Hey, did you get that schnapps?
Yeah, you want a glass?
I'm gonna need something to ring in the new year.
I love this part. When everyone's getting ready and the anticipation's growing.
Maybe next year we can go see the ball drop. I'll get us one of the hotels right there so we won't be trapped after midnight.
Oh, that would be so fun. Oh, hey, you never said what your resolution was.
I thought it was bad luck to share.
That's birthday wishes, boss.
Well, my resolution is to recruit more reliable ladies.
What are you trying to say?
Maybe it's not about you, Beak.
What would you know?
60 seconds. They're starting the drop.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes. For my mama, please.
You shut up!
Hey, Beak, whoa, easy there.
Beak, what's gotten into you?
Spinning fast as a top, Beak approached Sledge with haste, and a shit-eating grin was spread on Sledge's face.
You guys, it's the countdown to the new year. You can't keep beating up people who sing that song.
What are you talking about, Ruby?
Beak beat up a bunch of carolers while we were going to the job and-
Wait. You only had a small window of time to do that.
Don't rat us out, Ruby!
So the job didn't get done then.
The countdown was blaring so loud from the show. Sledge snickered, Beak groveled, and Ruby laid low.
Why do I ask you to do anything? I can't believe that you would do this!
Shut up! It's time! 5, 4...
Three, two, one!
Happy New Year, you filthy animals.
Happy New Year to all and...
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of my sight.